After the campfire in Northern California, two musicians from Paradise wrote a tribute to their hometown, a town that was destroyed in that fire. The song is called One of These Days. It went viral online, and now they've made a professional version of it. Here's Rachel Miro of member station KQED.
Like so many of his neighbors in Paradise, Nate Smith survived the campfire with the clothes on his back and not much else. So when Smith and his co-composer Mikhail Goodwin performed their song for me in Chico, Smith was playing on a guitar gifted to him by somebody who found out about his plight online.
'Cause I can still remember the first time that I fell in love with this town.
Smith and Goodwin grew up in Paradise. Goodwin says the lyrics in the song acknowledge what they've lost.
It was really based on memories from our life up there. To be honest, we wrote it for us and our friends and had no idea it was going to get this much attention. You know, and we're really glad it's helping people.
Smith and Goodwin have performed the song at memorials for some of those who died in the campfire, as well as fundraisers for campfire victims in Butte County and beyond. But Smith adds, they also want the song to explain Paradise is worth rebuilding.
I wanted it to be a song of hope that would really reignite everybody's heartbeat, you know?
Their home recording of One of These Days received more than 115,000 hits on Facebook, not to mention local and regional press attention. Then a Grammy Award-winning producer Smith knew from when he tried his luck in Nashville a few years back contacted them. He offered free studio time to the men if they could get there. A couple of Goodwin's relatives obliged with plane tickets, and a few weeks later, there was a new version of the song.
The tall green trees, the mountain breeze, the girl that made me shake in my knees. I'm gonna miss it. I already miss it.
The heart of the song is still there. It's a fully produced track with drums and keyboards and electric guitars, but the vocals are really the main point. It's about the message of the song, really.
I'm gonna miss it. I already miss it.
It's a message of hope in a time that's pretty grim for tens of thousands of people displaced from Paradise, whether they're planning to rebuild or not. Smith is living with his dad now in Chico. Other wildfire refugees have spread out to Sacramento and even out of state, wherever they found a place to land. But Smith says the communities around Paradise have pulled together in a way he doesn't remember from the past.
This is the first time that I've felt like everybody's family. Like, you go in any store, and now you stop and talk for 20 minutes, and like, oh, you lost your home, I lost my home, oh, come here.
His guitar was a gift. The studio time was a gift. And the song is a gift, too. The men intend to donate whatever proceeds they get from sales of the song online to campfire victims. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Chico.
Never gonna take our home. One of these days, we're gonna see the sun.